From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's request to reinstate a temporary travel ban from seven militant hotspots. The early Sunday ruling by a court of appeals in San Francisco came after the U.S. Justice Department filed an appeal in response to a federal judge's decision Friday. In a series of tweets Sunday, the president said Americans should blame the judge and the court system if anything happens as a result of the ruling. Officials in Afghanistan say an avalanche caused by heavy snowfall struck a remote village Sunday in the eastern province of Nuristan. They say at least 50 people were killed, putting the nationwide death toll in the past 3 days to nearly 100 in such incidents. Another avalanche hit a village around the same time in the northern Chitral region of Pakistan, killing at least 16 people. French judicial sources say Abdullah al-Hamami, the man suspected of attacking French soldiers outside the Louvre Museum in Paris, is refusing to speak with investigators. The suspect's father tells the Associated Press his son is not a terrorist. He said he trusted the French judiciary system to find the truth behind the charges against his 28-year-old son. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Iran conducted a missile and radar exercise Saturday. The drills happened a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test it conducted last week. Iran denies those tests violated the landmark nuclear agreement reached with world powers. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, but he is not sure the two of them will get along. Fox News host Bill O'Reilly told the president that Mr. Putin was a killer, and the president responded by likening the United States to Russia, saying, "We've got a lot of killers." President Trump also said that he would put Vice President Mike Pence in charge of a commission to investigate allegations of voter fraud during the November 8th election. The Romanian government officially repealed a decree Sunday that had criminalized some official misconduct. The action followed the largest protests in Romania since 1989. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says he will be staying in London longer than he had planned, waiting for the results of health tests. Officials released no details on his health or a date for his return. There are media reports that Syrian troops advanced Sunday, chipping away at territory held by the Islamic State group. Forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are concentrating on the nation's north as well as the cities of Damascus and Palmyra. Government-aligned forces were said to be closer to the town of al-Bab. Ukraine says two of its soldiers have been wounded while fighting separatist forces in the east. Rebels report mortar fire by government forces. At least 33 people have been killed since the recent increase in violence. And U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke about the Ukrainian situation on ABC this week.
We're watching and very troubled by the increased hostilities over the past week in eastern Ukraine.
Mike Pence.
Chacun convient, l'Union européenne est un échec.
Speaking to cheering supporters in the city of Lyon, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen called for putting France first. The theme echoed a slogan used in America by Donald Trump during his election campaign. Opinion polls show Le Pen in the lead for the first round of the presidential election. In her speech Sunday at the National Front Party Congress, she also attacked mass immigration, globalization, and Islamic fundamentalism. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking approval of a law that would legalize dozens of Jewish settlement outposts in the West Bank. Members of Mr. Netanyahu's government coalition are pressuring him to bring the bill to a vote, despite domestic and internal opposition. Israel's attorney general says he will not defend the measure if it is brought before the Supreme Court. The New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons take the field Sunday for Super Bowl 51, the championship game of the National Football League. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.